Empire reports on the recent election of ultra-right-wing presidential candidate Bolsonaro in Brazil. At 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers talks to author Stuart Perrin about his memoir, Light in Jerusalem. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, interviews and discussions of works by African-American authors. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Good night, Carly.
Good night, Sam.
And good night, David.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo on KBOO.FM and 90.7 FM. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw. This is our weekly segment. Delphine Crescenzo, or me, comes to you on a weekly basis talking about news from in and around the KBOO community. And tonight, I'm here to host a very special guest, Tripp Burnett. He's going to play a little bit of hand percussion on the djembe from us. And then I'm going to interview him about his life as a high school student at Alliance at Benson. You ready to get down, Tripp?
Uh-huh.
Let's go. That was enjoyable. We have our new news director over here giving the okay sign. Like, we enjoyed that. Thank you, Tripp.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on here.
Yeah, man. So, like, I was rocking out, and I hope people listening in their houses, in their cars, on their computers or whatever were rocking out, too. So, Tripp, that was the, what's the name of the drum you were playing?
I was playing a djembe.
And how long have you been playing djembe for?
Well, I've been playing for pretty much all my life, but I've been getting professional training from around the age that I was 9 from the son of Oboe Addy. If I remember correctly, his name was Malik.
Okay. So I know Alex Addy, and I know Oboe has a ton of nephews. But big shout out to Oboe Addy and the Oboe Addy Legacy Project, who I've worked with a lot over the years. So they taught you percussion, and you have carried on your practice of playing percussion and being a percussionist, obviously, because that was good.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed playing drums, and it's always something that I loved.
So were there names for the rhythms you were playing?
Not any in particular. When I drum, I usually just play from the heart, and I try to do things that I feel will link together pretty well.
Okay. So that was all improv?
For the most part, yeah.
And how old are you now?
I am 17 years old.
Okay. So one of the ways that we're connected, Tripp, is that I'm a teaching artist at Alliance, which is an alternative program inside of Benson, and you're a student at Alliance at Benson. And we discovered that you were a percussionist, and that's something that we wanted to share with people. Can you share with the listeners what your experience is like at Alliance at Benson and being a high school student there?
Well, Alliance at Benson is a independent work program for kids from ages 16 or so to 21, 22. It allows students who wouldn't have had a chance to be able to go to regular high school because of many different reasons, including not being able to deal with the workload or the attitudes of teachers and fellow students, to getting pregnant. And it allows many students, like myself, to get a diploma when many of them would have been either A, high school dropouts, or B, would have gotten their GED. It is from around 9 o'clock in the morning to around 6 o'clock at night, and they work the schedule to work with you. And
so students who, for a whole myriad of reasons, might have had challenges and struggles with mainstream high school schedules. And this is a program that allows people to have a more flexible, needs-based approach, maybe meet students where they're at. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's all about the students, because when it really comes down to it, education is about teaching the future generations. And there's a lot of future generations that have been underwhelmed with our current school system because of how Common Core works and how all of it, you know, sort of functions, and it leaves a lot of kids behind, despite it, you know, what that's the whole entire point of it. But in the end, this program allows students to be successful when they wouldn't have been successful in a standard teaching experience.
Okay. So the academic requirements that you need to meet are part of what are going to help you graduate as a high school student. Obviously, you're a creative person, and artistic expression is part of how you live in the world. What can you say about what it means for you to be a creative person?
Well, it allows me to be able to express myself in ways that I wouldn't have normally been able to in, you know, regular society. It allows me to be able to drum and, you know, sort of just be who I am. And it allows me to, you know, reach out to people in ways that crosses all language barriers and crosses cultural barriers.
Mm-hmm. And how many years you have left before you graduate, you think?
I have around about, I hope, under a year or so before I graduate.
Okay. Have you traveled to any other parts of the world?
I have traveled to Canada when I was younger. But besides that, my plan after high school is to travel.
Uh-huh.
And is to, you know, explore the world and be able to understand what's going on outside of, you know, my current space.
Right. It's one of the things that I found remarkable in conversations with you as a high school student is, and as a young adult, is you seem to have a perspective that has some political consciousness that's central to the, to your worldview. And in that regard, you mentioned that you're a supporter of KBOO because you appreciate that there's the community aspect that's non-commercial. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And where do you see the society that we live in 10 years, Trip?
Well, where I see myself in 10 years, either being a mentor to kids in foster care and kids who have, you know, had horrible life experiences and are in a sort of bad sort of life state, or being someone who just in general gives back to the community, because that's where I want to do. I mean, what I want to do. And on the terms of where I see the world in 10 years, there are two different paths on which it could mainly go. We could continue down the path that we are currently at of racist fascism and turn into a horrible world in which only the rich and powerful have a voice and everyone else is sort of downtrodden, or, as I hope, more humanistic or, heck, even socialist worldviews can pursue, you know, mainstream attention and put the world in a place in which everyone's able to succeed and everyone's able to have a voice, no matter what they want to do and who they want to be.
Okay, so you just said a lot of heavy stuff, and I'm really appreciative of your ability to frame your thoughts in a way that is real clear. So, that said, you mentioned socialist. Now, I think I have a good idea of what socialism is in theory, and a lot of people are turned off by the term. A lot of people in this country hear that and they assume that it has something to do with their freedom being restricted. So what would you say to those people?
Well, what I would say is you can believe whatever you want to believe, but in my interpretation of what socialism is, it's allowing people to be able to not just have to thrive in the world, but live in the world. Because our current system, based off of free market capitalism, sort of just pushes the idea of work, 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 and barely have enough money to live on, and hope to everything that you can continue working for up to 16 hours a day until you finally reach a point in which you're able to take a break, and at that point you're kind of broken.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, so maybe there's a world on the horizon where people are less exploited and more fulfilled because of the ecological crisis that all humanity and all species face. We don't really know if we're going to live to see that, but we got to work as if we're going to see it, right?
Yeah, that's always the hope. Our hope is that we can change this. Most of the science points towards that if we just sort of slow down on the pollution and slow down on the mass manufacturing of goods that produce a lot of toxic fumes, that we can, you know, kind of reverse this, because it's always possible. Ecosystems always get better, but it does not get better if we continue down the path. It's only going to get worse.
You know, somebody told me something sometime in the last couple of weeks. I heard, I don't know if it's accurate, they were like, yeah, it takes like 5,000 gallons of water to make a pair of jeans. Now, when I look at my clothes closet, I have lots of jeans. And then I felt bad. I was like, man, I'm terrible. So there's a lot that we all do that through our consumption, that we participate in things that aren't healthy, that aren't good for all of us. But I'm trying to see what we can do in our own lives, right? So if I've already bought a bunch of jeans that took like hundreds of thousands of gallons of water to create just so I could look cool, with the time I have left, I'm like, well, man, you know, what can I do? So with the time you have left, Trip, and on the way out of this segment, first of all, thank you for being here and thank you for sharing your art with us. What are some of the things that you do, and what are some of the things that you're going to be doing?
Well, honestly, it's giving back to the community and realizing that there are people outside of yourself that have an immense possibility to do good in the world. And instead of seeing them as lesser than you, see them as equal to you, because that's what we should see everyone as. We are all equals in this world, and we should all bring each other up equally, no matter what. We all have the ability to become the best versions of ourselves, no matter what we believe and no matter what we do. All we have to do is support each other, because that's how the world should work.
Okay. So what do you say to people who believe that this idea of equality has been undermined by inequality and oppression?
Well, anything undermined can be fixed if we just put the effort in. If in our current society we have laws in place that make it so that people of predominantly white skin tone and richer are able to succeed better than anyone else, we need to be able to either A, get rid of those laws to implement that, or B, implement laws that allow everyone to succeed regardless of who they are and what they believe.
Thank you for being with us, Trip Barnett. Much love.
Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6 o'clock. And next would be Keeping It Real combined with Combined Culture Radio. Stay tuned, folks.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Sister Mary Project on Saturday, November 3rd at the Claygate Estate Vineyard in Newburgh, Oregon. The Sister Mary Project is an event to raise awareness for multiple sclerosis and to recognize local caregivers. The Sister Mary Project will perform, and there will be information, beverages, and snacks Saturday, November 3rd. Again, that's the Sister Mary Project on Saturday, November 3rd at the Claygate Estate Vineyard, 17205 Northeast Dop Road in Newburgh, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to